Mishnah says on the top of Daf Lamechas and Daf Lamafkid Peretz Etzel Chavera Filo Hen Avudim Ligamen. Mishnah Mila Amram Meichem Ifnei Bezem Neishu Ken Meishem Avidim LaBaylam. Mishnah Mila says you should sell them in order to prevent a loss from the Baylam. So the Machna Fraim and Hachashem and Simulam and Hei has a very sad stick of Chakira and how to understand this then in the Mishnah. Why? What's the Pshat? Why are you Mechuyif to sell Mishum Hashabbos Aveda? So the Shaila is this a Hilchah Shemim Dekadin that Mitzad Chivi Shmir Yemechuyif to sell it to make sure that no Hefzik comes to the Baalim, or is this a din of Hashabbos Aveda? Atzal Hashem, maybe you're a potter, but Atzal Hashabbos Aveda, you're mechuyev to give it back to the Baalim. And the way he speaks it out is that maybe Atzal Hashem, you're not mechuyev to do this, because Hashem means that you can't do a pshia. You have to prevent a hezek, and you have certain chiv shmir that you have to do and make sure certain things don't happen. But over here it's happening in Mela, this is not part of your chiv shmira, and Atzal Hashem, you would not be mechuyev to sell it. It's a Tekanus Chachamim that, just like you have in a regular din of Shabbos Avedi, you have to prevent loss from the Bailam. So we're also Chachamim Mechayivu to do something to prevent the loss from the Bailam, like the Lashon Nistaka, Kemeshim Avedi LaBailam. Or do we say that no, this is all part of Yechiv B'Shmir, and the Mekabas to be Shimer. Part of Yechiv B'Shmir is Yechiv to make sure that no loss happens to the Chifetz, even if it's Machmas Pshia that happens to be Mela. Even it's Machmas say Hezek that happens to be Mela. And the Nafkamina is, what happens if you didn't do it, you didn't sell it, and the Taka got, it was Nifsed, or you Mechuyev to pay. So if it's a din, a mitzvah, Sashabbos Aveda, the Chacham put on you, so you, it's a mitzvah to do, but if you didn't do it, it's not Mechayev, you and Mammon, you're Mevata, your mitzvah, but you don't have Mechayev Tashlumen. But if it's part of the Chiyuvei Shmir, and you didn't do it, then the Pasha says you'd be Mechuyev to pay, because you didn't keep your Chiyuvei Shmira Karoy. And the Machin of Farming is arrived from the Gemara of Beis, where the Gemara says, but my Kamifugi, Lagabi the Kankanim, the Gemara says that, question is, are we makban and a hefsin mood or not? So it's like the Machne Ephraim, Bishma, if you learn that it's a takanas chacham and mishum hashabbos aveda, so you could say they weren't misakin and hefsin mood, only misakin and hefsin maruba. But the pshat is, this is al tzir chiyuv shmira. Chiyuv shmira is mechayev, the mechayev to take care of it. Then how you mechayev between hefsin maruba and hefsin mood? Hashem is mechayev to worry about everything, even a hefsin mood. So he says this is a raya that it's a din of shmira, a din of hashabbos aveda, not a din of shmira. The Magi on the bottom of the Machna Farm, the Berachos Maisha, he says that maybe it could be Machil Israel people to be shown and write. The Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran, they write that the reason of Rav Meir is that because the Baalim don't care about the Kankan itself, he may not allow to sell because it's as if he was Mafkid Shemin Shehivish Bayu. It's as if he was a Machbid and he gave a Shemin Shehivish, and therefore that's not Bichlal Nichlon Yechivish Shmir. So he wants to say that maybe the Pshad is Hepsid Mut Lachashashu is that this is something that he never meant for you to be shomer. It's not nechil nechiv shmira, and even if it is a chiv shmira, you wouldn't be mechuyev to worry about that. So maybe lefi that it wouldn't be a raya, but al kapanim, that's a very important shaila. How to understand this din in the Mishnah of mechira? Is it the din of chiv shmira, or is it the din of hashabbos aveda?